Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As we arrive at calendar date 10-4, the church throughout the world celebrates the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, that great disciple of our Lord Jesus, the lover of God and, of course, of God's creation. Yesterday, we had the traditional blessing of animals here at St. Patrick's, and this year, they were all dogs. With one exception, a young man in our parish just got a pet snake. Now, gratefully, it was too cold for the snake to come out, but he brought a picture of the snake, and I was only too happy to bless the picture. 10-4 is also a day where we salute radio operators, the police and the fire, the radio dispatchers, who are so familiar with those 10 codes to communicate, 10-4 being the most famous. Message received. Listening to these readings today, would that the church, all of us, could voice a loud 10-4. For the third week in a row, our Lord presents us with a parable about a vineyard. And this week, it's an image that is so clear, not just one that Jesus provides in this parable, but one that had been around for a long time. Our first reading today is from Isaiah 5, Isaiah the prophet who lived 800 years before Christ. And God speaking this word to Isaiah about Israel. Israel is the vineyard of the Lord. David, the psalmist, proclaimed that today. We sang that psalm, Psalm 80. The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel. So when Jesus comes along and he gives this parable of the vineyard, we know what he's speaking of. In fact, we know it even more than they did. For Jesus is speaking not just another parable, but he's communicating the salvation story. That yes, God gave and created, gave to mankind the vineyard. And that vineyard, as beautiful as it was, with hedge and with tower, with wine press, with everything it needed, it became corrupted. Corrupted by fallen mankind, who not only killed the prophets, but eventually would kill him, would kill the Father's Son. And that story resonates with us. That story convicts us. That story is what we hear again today. One of the pieces to this parable is the mystery of evil, that this vineyard, which is so perfect and which has all that it needs, it produces wild grapes. We're familiar with that, the mystery of evil. We see it in our world. We see it even in our homes. How often in sons and daughters who became, for one reason or another, not evil, but a bit of a wild grape. We see it in the church. We see it every time we look in the mirror. Men and women blessed, willed by God, so incredibly gifted. And yet, the disordered tendencies, the addictions, the struggles that we all have, the wild grapes. But more than just the mystery of evil, today's gospel also points out our role in that vineyard. That you and I are not just blessed by God, but we are created by him to, in fact, work with him, to be sharers in the vineyard, to have a part to play in the work and in the plan of God. And that is such an incredible gift. That through our work, through our being with God, through our good stewardship of what God gave, we become blessed. We further the work of God. And his kingdom grows within us. St. John Paul II called this reality the mystery of the gift, the law of the gift, that you and I are made for others, that life grows, fullness is found, fulfillment is achieved only to the extent that we give to the other. Pope Francis spoke of this as well. And he spoke rather beautifully. He wrote the following. Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat of their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other, no matter how difficult it is. Life is good when you are happy, but it is much better when others are happy because of you. My friends, we hear in this, we see in this parable that our happiness, our fulfillment, is in being gift to the other, in doing the work in the place of the vineyard of God that is ours to do. There is certainly a tendency within us to turn in. We protect, we cover, we hide. And even if that's done with right intentions, it is always harmful. The gospel today would call us out. St. Francis of Assisi was a man who went out. He went out into the streets of Assisi. He witnessed to Jesus Christ. Faith was not merely a personal experience for Francis. It was something to be shared. And here we are, the recipients of that sharing. I close this little homily with a little cheesy reflection, if you will. I found it online about the garden of God. That in God's garden where we're at, we have work to do. We are to plant four rows of peas, purity, patience, peace, and perseverance. We are to make sure that we have plenty of squash, squash gossip, squash indifference, squash selfishness, squash grumbling. A garden needs turnips. Turn up for service. Turn up for the other. Turn up for your daily duty. And lots of lettuce. Let us be faithful, let us be kind, let us be loving, let us be true. If we water with patience, cultivate with love in God's garden, we will reap what we sow. And my friends, the reaper, the harvest is at hand. And he will be looking for the work that we've done with him and for him, for one another. As we begin this new week, as we celebrate this new month, let us thank God that we are co-workers with him. And let us, with his grace, do the particular work that he calls us to do. God be with you.